We're going to start off right off with laughter. Why not? We're not going to tell you why we're laughing, everybody, but I'm already recording. This is DH Radio on CJMQ 88.9 FM. In studio with me right now, Marie-Christine. Marie-Christine. Now, do you pronounce your name in the towards the French or the English?
Depends who I'm talking to. Ah!
Hey, that's beautiful stuff for Quebec. It's wonderful. And for to go worldwide, you've got a bilingual name right away.
Yeah, and sometimes when I'm feeling more spicy, I go Maria Cristina.
Oh!
So you never know. It depends
spice
on my mood.
Spice is good.
Yes, it is.
You've got this beautiful new album out, Walking Beauty. And speaking of beauty, holy album cover. We talked about this off the air before we began the interview, but this is some pretty stunning stuff.
Thank you very much.
Amazing. You're working with Mr. Corey Hart.
Yes.
And what's that like?
It's great.
Somebody who's has experience, who was a young star himself.
Yeah.
So that kind of background is excellent. How did you come to begin working with him?
It's actually through a friend of mine in Montreal. His name is Michael Itersitz. And he's a producer, musician that knows Corey, that's worked with Corey before. And so when Corey kind of told him, man, I'm looking for that singer, I just can't find her or him.
Yeah.
So my friend Michael sent my demo of You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman.
Yeah.
Through email. And I guess it was enough to pique his curiosity.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty something. He certainly is a musical legend for not just in Canada, because he's somebody, of course, this is where his career was built, but Corey Hart is a name that is known far and wide. So yeah. what an amazing thing that you piqued his interest.
Yeah,
really.
It is.
All right, now I'm looking at the back of your CD here, and tell me about Soul Red and Soul Blue. You've got this divided up as though it's a side, it's the sides of an album, and yeah. I'm kind of loving that.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm kind of old school, so I like the idea of having like we can't have vinyls really today, but I mean, if we did, we'd have two different sides.
Yeah, sure.
So for this album, Soul Red is a bit more pop soul, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more produced with today's sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then Soul Blue is a bit more retro, deep soul, kind of like a live feel. So, yeah, basically.
And track 8, which is the first track on Soul Blue, is Keep On Running, featuring Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
I almost, you know what, Stevie Wonder is featured regularly on DH Radio. He's a performer I think he speaks to so many people. And
yeah.
So tell me about that, because that really, that's the thing that when I first saw your CD and then listened to this track, I was just like completely blown away. So tell me how that came about.
That's crazy. Well, from the beginning of the project, I knew that I wanted to do a Stevie Wonder song.
Mm-hmm.
So I told Corey, I said, I'm going to just check it out, listen to some songs and get back to you. So I sent him Keep On Running. And so we both liked the song, so we did it in the studio, no problem. We had fun, blah, blah, blah. And then a year and a half later, I find out that all this time, Corey has been trying to reach Stevie Wonder's people. Like, he didn't want to get my hopes up.
No,
so that's why
that's smart.
Yeah, he didn't tell me anything, but all this time, he's very persistent. And apparently it paid off, because he managed to get Stevie to collaborate on this song.
So how did the collaboration work? How did you work with him? Was he present? Did you work in studio with him, or did you record individually and blend together?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it happened, because I had already recorded the song a year and a half before. And so he just kind of went into his studio in LA and sent us the track by email.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I just love, that's so beautiful, because, I mean, some people could say, oh, but then you didn't get a chance, and whatever. No. The most incredible experience these days, I think, music-wise, is being able to collaborate across the globe and being able to send that music. You know, we're not trapped by location, location, location. You know, it doesn't, location has very little to do with the recording process anymore. You can contribute and share that way.
You can be anywhere. Yeah.
What an amazing thing.
It's great.
Wow. Hey, we've got Cecile sitting here in studio. We're just going to decide that we're in some vast, oh, by the way, the CJMQ studios are just this great, big, amazing theater. We have Cecile sitting here with an acoustic guitar, and I think it means that we should get to hear a little live music.
Sure.
How about it? All right, I'm going to swing my mic around so she can we can properly amplify this. And you do, so you're going to, now the mic is going to be yours. You're going to be responsible for introducing what's coming up next.
Okay, great.
Here we go.
All right, so we're going to do my first single called Totally Random. Ah, yeah. I move, I spin, I skate on ice. I dream a thousand dreams with every color brighter than the rest. Oh, oh. I wear my sunglasses at night. I really dig the shades, 'cause I can't wait to see what's coming next. So if you want me, baby, you just call me, honey. I got my iPhone on the bed. Do, do. Nothing random about me liking you. You, yeah. Holding hands in St. James Park on Friday afternoons. Catch the sunset from the west. Oh, oh. I like to drop pictures of you. Slow dance Madonna song. I'm crazy for you. See, I may follow 100 highways, but they will all lead back to you.
Okay, if I wish you guys could have seen this performance, because there's so much joy in both of your expressions that it's just, it's the excitement of sharing it, you know, yeah. Like putting it together, and it's really raw. It's the voice and the acoustic and just beautiful stuff, girls.
Thank you.
I love it. So Cecile, what's your story, man? You're like a lovely, amazing girl.
She's,
and this
so
just makes
talented.
Okay, oh, I want to know. So where are you from?
Come on over here. Share my mic.
How did you come to work with Mary Christine?
We actually met on Soul City. A show that Mike Litrasitz actually put together.
That's true.
So that's how we met, and it was just not love at first sight, because we're not lovers, but
music love at first sight.
Definitely music love, and yeah, nice friendship that's bloomed from that.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, well, you know what? I think that that's what makes it that much more of raw, pure goodness, right?
Yeah.
That's, wow, that's just a total gift to have you here. Being able to perform right live in studio.
Thank you for having us.
And the album is beautiful. You guys need this. Walk in beauty, Mary Christine. And we're going to want to hear more, so you have to stay in touch. So we're...
Definitely.
We're a part of this rising star.
We'll be all back. Right.
You're wonderful. Thank you so much for being on DH Radio.
Thank you.